First, to start off, I'd like to recognize the City of Mankato, their community leaders, and all their community groups that put on this event down here in Mankato over the years. I'd especially like to thank the university itself, who, in my opinion, this is one of the most prestigious universities in our state, and to recognize Dr. Davenport, Rick Straka, and Shirley People, who probably go above and beyond the call of duty to make this, which has been such a great success and why the partnership has lasted as long as it has. We are excited next year heading into our new state-of-the-art TCO Performance Center building. I think that shows you the commitment the Wilf family has to making this a world-class organization. With that being said, though, I know Mankato will always be our home away from home.
Last camp, yeah, it's going to be crazy. You know, this will be my 10th camp here, including college, so it's going to be a little different not coming to Mankato anymore, but I'm going to enjoy this last one. I mean, I love seeing the people that, you know, watched me throughout college and now through the NFL, so it's fun to see all those people come out and say, hey, I watched you in college, I saw your game in college, and so that's definitely exciting for me. I'm going to take advantage of it.
I definitely will miss Mankato. My rookie year, I got to go to Gage Hall, and then I have been over here ever since. So good memories. The town, the university has been great host for us. So we'll miss it.
You know, for me, training camp will be a time for me to get better as a football player. And, you know, those outside distractions, that's one of the nice things about coming down here to Mankato. You don't have that. If all 90 guys on our roster focus in on getting better and becoming a better football player each and every day, when we break camp before we go play the Buffalo Bills, you know, we'll have had a successful training camp.
I thought it was really cool today to pull in and see all of our fans out there. You know, I think that's pretty special, and it just speaks of, you know, how great our fans are. So, you know, when you see that, it kind of gets you fired up to get out there and get going.
I think there's a lot of hungry players on this team, a lot of guys that have been here for a long time, and we want to win, and we want to win now.
We've had a pretty big core group of guys that have stayed together for a while, and Zim has you know, has coached us for a few years now. So I think he's grown in his trust with us, and you know, if we mess it up, I'm sure he'll rein us in. So you know, whatever he asks of us, we're going to try to put on tape.
It's a great opportunity for us to lay a foundation for 2017 and build on what we started in OTAs and mini camp, and now we're here, we're all together. The rookies have been at work for a couple of days, and now you add the veterans into the mix, and it's time for us to get going.
I think, you know, everything's in front of us right now. You know, I think we have an opportunity to be a great team. You know, like I just said, I think that we have a lot of work to do. You know, I think we had a good spring. You know, I think we kind of laid the foundation there, and, you know, we really need to look to build upon that. But, you know, if you look at the way we started last year and the way we played early in the year, you know, it just shows that we can play with anyone.
And we could be the best, but it's up to us. Like Coach Patterson always says, it ain't easy being great. You know, you got to go out there and work each and every day to be great. And, you know, and that's what we have to do.